Hey, let's talk about Mr. Luna. Juan, Juan Luna, 6'24", 72, 4'4", 25, 52-year-old gentleman, comes in today for a well-visit exam. He has a diabetic hypertensive. He has hypogonadism. He works as a delivery man. He does a lot of walking, running, delivering, driving. He has leg pain and arm pain from time to time, and he's concerned about his possibility of peripheral vascular disease, since he has family history of peripheral vascular disease, stroke, dad of colon cancer, family history. Mom's doing okay except for PVD, heart disease, and grandparents with history of stroke. His colonoscopy is up to date, by the way. Socially, he drinks very little. Doesn't smoke, doesn't use drugs. He's divorced. He has 3 grown children. Allergy, none. Medical problems as above. Surgery, none. His only medication at this time is metformin, 1,000 milligram once a day. I told him to take 500 twice a day, so we'll see what his A1C doing with that. He's off his lisinopril. He's off his Crestor and off his Cialis, which he needs prescription for today. COVID immunization is up to date. His blood pressure elevated, 140 over 89. 81 pulse, 2097.9, 98 heart positive, one positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next show, JVD skin shows, but I show, I'm inclusive with technician, logical, non-focal. Diabetes, number one, check A1C, number two, BPH. He doesn't want any medication. He's taking his Cialis, half a tablet on a daily basis. That should help his BPH. Next one is his prostate doesn't look much different from last time. Next one is slight fatty liver. Next one is gallbladder looks normal. Next one is no DVT or PVD in order. Next one is echocardiogram within normal limits in face of hypertension. Next one is no sign of renal vascular hypertension. Next one is I gave him a prescription for Crestor, told him to hold off. He doesn't want to take it unless his cholesterol is elevated. Next number, he's taking his lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide. He's going to resume his lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide. Gave him a new prescription for it and for Cialis. That he's going to start right away, period. New paragraph, continue with diet and exercise, continue with activity level. New paragraph, ETOH use is minimal. Next one is his findings were discussed with him at length. His last A1C was 7.8 back in 2024 with a normal prostate, normal PSA. We'll see what his hemoglobin A1C is doing at this time on the lower dose of metformin. He was taking 1,000 twice a day. He's taking 1,000 once a day, or 500 twice a day. He's doing much better as far as his GI symptoms are concerned. Thank you.